Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Spiritual Development Academy, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are, and whatever time of day it is you're listening, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. I did want to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, empoweredspiritprogram.com, and get a free assessment to empowering your spirit. Check it out. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, give me a call, email me. I'm sure we can find a program, a class, something that can help bring you back on track. And check out my Empowered Spirit group. It's on Facebook, Empowered Spirit Circle. We offer support, information, lots of readings, lots of fun. Come join us. We have a really great group. I really appreciate them. Check it out. Find us on Facebook. So how is everyone today? So much energy going on out there in the world at large. We're moving right into the last week of summer. We have dark of the moon today and tomorrow, so things could get a little bit hard. Maybe you feel a little bit of that darkness coming into your life. But Wednesday, we open up into a new moon. New moons are great for setting intentions, for making those wishes, and really opening up to those new ideas in your life, that creativity energy. And then we move right into the equinox on Friday, opening up that brand new season. You know, yesterday we were at the medicine wheel. A medicine wheel is just like a crystal grid of rocks and stones that holds a sacred energy that helps us to look at our year. It has the cardinal directions. We're able to look at the change in seasons as we stand there. And so we were standing there at the end of summer, right on the edge, right in there between moving from one season into the fall. It was a really great way to see where our spirit was. And that's what this show is all about too today, standing on that edge. Where are you? Are you having a hard time letting go of the season? Are you able to embrace the new one with ease and effortlessness? How is it for you? When we come on the edge, we can really open up to our purpose. And that's what we're going to talk about today, too. Devon of Devon Salon is talking about how she can really expand her energy by thinking outside the box, but pulling it in, being on her edge, and coloring inside the lines. So we'll be bringing her on just a moment. But let's just pull our energies together and just breathe. As she has written on her mirror today, just breathe. So wherever you are, if you can, take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Let go of all the running around from today. Inhaling and exhaling. Bringing that breath up from the earth as we open up and call in our masters, our teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that you work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this episode today, opening up to divine guidance, drawing a card from the oracles, wisdom of the oracles. Perfect card comes forward. I love it. Come to the edge. 369. Yes, there's still more to come, but come to the edge. Take that chance. Yes, it's got this beautiful woman dancing, all these hearts pouring out, because when we open our heart, when we live on the edge from our heart, we drop the ego, we serve so much greater, and we really can stand in that purpose. So where can you come to the edge for your own energy, bringing that creative force forward? Taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale, coming back, taking that card, that guidance with you. Devon Watson of Devon Salon is a really creative force of energy. She does know how to stand on that edge. She's the owner of Devon Salon. She began her career studying theater and received a bachelor's degree from Jackson State University. She then channeled her creative energy as an apprentice for Parisian master stylist David Sebag in Mountain Brook. Since beginning her professional beauty career in 2007, Devon has continued to expand her work. Devon was the first Salon Suites independent salon owner. She has experience in both rentals and corporate salons and was looking to be her own boss. She immediately jumped at the chance Salon Suites provides. As she says, I build looks, I use color, I use extensions, products, I can elongate, highlight, and add dimension. I build a complete look. Yes. Devon is a creative artist and pulls inspirations from iconic artists such as David Bowie, Lady Gaga, and Tim Burton. Their success, positive mental attitude, and powerful creative visions are daring and speak true to who they are. They are not afraid to be who they are, and neither should we. I agree. Devon's creative nature blends into her free time as well. She's a yoga enthusiast, especially Vinyasa Yoga, and she is a yoga instructor. She teaches a community class at Ruffner Mountain for Sweet Home, Alabama, and is a sponsor for their upcoming event, Global Mala, coming up on Saturday, September 23rd. She's offering a cut-a-thon right now as this show is airing.
Let's bring Devon on and talk to her about her creative energy and thinking outside the box, but coloring inside the lines. Hi, Devon. How are you?
Hey, Terry. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me. This is fun. I've never done this before.
Yay. Well, you know, I've been at it for a couple of years, and I love it myself. It's a way to get message out and talk to people, but it empowers my spirit to be out there helping and opening up. So you're coming in on my Creativity for the Spirit series. Very excited for this during this fall season. Talking about how creativity really can fuel our spirit, and also, too, the way it is that spirit can fuel our creative abilities. So, Devon, just kind of thinking about it, when did you really realize you were creative? Something you're born with, or you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I think it was something I was born with. Everyone always told me, oh, you're so creative, because I never did anything like anyone else. I just kind of always, you know, to use cliches, dance to the beat of my own drummer. When it came to clothes or hair or like hanging out with the in and out crowd and not the main crowd, I just always found, I guess, myself in challenging change with myself.
Nice. And so, yeah, I think that creativity can do that for us, right? When we're creative beings, we kind of stand on the edge.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Changing, shape-shifting, changing. It's something, yeah, something that I was just born with. And I think everyone has it, but tapping into it or utilizing it, not everyone takes advantage of it, you know?
Oh, gosh, that's such a great point. I totally agree with that. And I agree, everybody is born with it, but sometimes mm-hmm. we have to practice it and work yeah. with it and open up to it. I know I'm kind of like you. I was kind of born with it, and I was always a creative one, always doing something, and never really sure how to harness that energy either, though. I sometimes could have been, you know, all over the place, right?
Yeah, it can scatter you a bit if you don't know how to control it.
Yeah. So you're working now cutting hair and coloring, and talk a little bit about how you got into that.
Well, I've always done my own hair, and it was just always something that I like to experiment with. And I started to get dark around middle school. I was born blonde, kind of toe-headed, but then my hair started getting darker, and I didn't like it. So I started with the sun in, kind of lighting it up with the sun, and then I went to box color when I was about ninth or 10th grade. And then I just went straight to bleach on the scalp. I just loved having light hair, and you know, doing it at home is something that we always did in my family because we couldn't afford to go to the salon. So I just, you know, kind of explored kind of trial and error with different hair colors from the beauty supply store. And then I started having a lot of fun with it, like colors, different, you know, high fashion colors with Kool-Aid. Remember that when we started, when we like dipped our head in the sink and dyed our hair with Kool-Aid? And then I'd pick berries off the bushes when I'd hike outside, the purple berries, and squeeze it on my hair. And I noticed the lighter my hair was, the more vibrant the colors were. So that's why I like to keep it really, really blonde. So, yeah, I used to play outside and make mud pies and mud sandwiches and dye my hair pink and purple with the berries and put them on my lips. And
gosh, I know I've never done that. I've never walked through and picked out berries and put them on my hair. I didn't even know you could do that. I mean, I used to make dyes in college, but so like those purple berries that come off the kudzu, I can take those berries when they're in bloom and just put them in my hair.
Well, your hair's kind of dark.
Yeah.
So we have to bleach it up white first.
But to get the gray. There you go. Gosh, I never thought of that. I should try it anyway.
Well,
that's
you're henna on your hair, so that's kind of like mud. I mean, it's really got that mud consistency to it.
Yeah, when you put it on. Yeah. I found a new one, indigo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really does go for the browns. Yeah, so color. So I love color, and obviously you do too, obviously from what you're saying. Yeah. Color's a vibration. It's something that I also teach as well, and I love the idea of color on the crown chakra, right?
I didn't think about that, but yeah, that's exactly what I do.
That is. And you also work over there at Salon Suites?
Salon Suites.
So you're kind of your own businesswoman as well.
Yeah, that was a very unique opportunity that I seized. I jumped on it. I had one of my clients tell me that her sister went to a stylist in Atlanta and was in a salon suite. She had her own little room and her own shampoo bowl, and she could just come and go as she pleased. And I was like, oh man, if they just come to Birmingham, I'm going to do that. And then as soon as I got a postcard in the mail that they were coming, I jumped on it. And I was the very first person to open up a business in salon suites. And a lot of my colleagues kind of followed along, you know, I kind of set the examples like, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. And so I kind of filled that place up. I got a lot of people to come over. And
that's really cool.
Build that business. Yeah. So we're all independent. We all have our own little studios, and we work, you know, and that's something that really empowers my creative spirit too, is freedom. Hmm. So working my own schedule really allows me to be creative, because when I was working someone else's schedule, you know, didn't even have anyone in my chair, but I had to be there to sell product, it really killed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just dampened my spirit. Yeah. So being able to work at my own pace and at my own time has really, really blossomed my creative spirit.
Wow, that's awesome to know. And yeah, it does take a creative spirit to be their own business person. And there's a lot that goes into that. I can definitely vouch for that. So yeah.
Technology has been the biggest challenge. Sure, it's always changing, you know. Yeah. You got to stay with it, because it's always evolving. It's always getting better. Things are becoming obsolete. It's a constant pursuit. You have to constantly pursue technology. And that's been the biggest challenge, because I could be creative any day, but
I agree with that, embracing it and being creative. And if you think about some of the mediums out there, I mean, the pictures, the photos, the way we post, the way we shorten our words, it is very creative. It really is.
Yeah.
I could see how much that would help you, especially with all your do's and the beautiful styles and the coloring that you come up with. Yeah. Really great to see that for all of us to see that. Definitely. Yeah, that sounds really awesome, having that freedom and having your own space and all that it takes to really be a businesswoman today, especially social media, all of that, right? It really does take a lot to pull it all together. And, you know, so at your salon, you see a lot of different people. Then what the name you call it, it goes by Devon Salon?
Yeah, but you have to say it with an accent. Devon Salon. You got to say it like that.
Devon?
You read it. Devon Salon. That makes it sound real fancy, right?
I like that.
The whole time I'm cutting hair, I talk in a French accent.
You work with so many wonderful women. I'm sure you learn a lot of things about a lot of people, and men too. I'm sure you cut men too. Kids.
Oh
too.
Yeah, men and women. Yeah.
Yeah.
My clients' kids too. You know, I take care of my people. The people that take care of me, I take care of them. I'm not real a big fan of kids' cuts, but if you come to me, I will take care of your kids.
Yeah. And you've also been working with your daughter. She's been in there helping and working out and learning.
Yeah, I have an apprentice, my daughter Madeline. Yeah, she's coming up. She's an up-and-coming stylist. So she'll have that in her portfolio of things that she uses to be creative, because she's a very creative spirit too.
That's awesome.
I would love for her to utilize that and be able to support herself, you know, always having that, whatever she does in life, you know, whether she goes to college, she'll just always have the ability to help someone with their hair, because hair is always growing and changing too, like technology.
That's true. Like technology. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome to pass that on to her. That's really super great.
I'm glad she's receptive. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you've mentioned before that some people may say that hair cutting is just that, a haircut, but I don't really think that's true. How do you answer that? What do you say about that?
No, it's not just a haircut. You really have to trust the person that's standing behind you to cut your hair, because everyone has that story of a terrible haircut, right? Is because everybody has a different hair texture. Everybody's head is shaped differently. So you really have to get creative because the same haircut doesn't look good on everyone. So you're building shapes and you're taking out dimensions, and you might want to change the texture, make it smoother, make it bigger, just to give someone the best look that's appropriate for their shape, head, and face, you know? You have to do a really good, thorough consultation with the person that you just met, right? You just met this person. You don't know what their lifestyle is like, whether they like to fix their hair every day or whether they like to just wash and go or whether they're just going to throw it up in a ponytail. You have to take in all these factors before you can decide what the best cut is for them, because cut, unlike color, is very permanent. So when you cut someone's hair, it's not going to grow back for, you know, a while. But color, you can put a color on it and change it the next day. Cut's a little bit more permanent, so I take it very seriously, haircuts, more so than color. I have to really study, like I said, shape, texture, and the person's lifestyle before I decide what is the best cut for them. I think we've always had success. I think you've always liked your hair.
I've got to say that. Yeah. I've always loved mine, and I didn't find you when I first moved here, and I struggled with finding the right, especially for being now down back in the South in the heat. I was up in New York before, so finding that cut, I love mine. I love it. It actually grows like crazy, too. I mean, I love it. Yeah, I love it. I love the way it looks. I love the way it works, and yeah, and I guess the growing is a healthy sign, too, that I am taking good care of it. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. With your help. Yes. So that is really important. And I think sometimes we do take it for granted. We just come and plop ourselves down in your chair and go, help, fast, get me out of here, right? That kind of thing. It's like, hey, chill. Let's talk about it. And spirit, I mean, the thing that, I mean, with Kundalini, if you ever study any Kundalini, they're always, don't cut your hair because it's so spiritual. It holds all that energy up there in the crown chakra. So that's why lots of times you'll see that. So yeah, we're talking about something that is a part of you that grows with you and that really up in that crown chakra brings that energy forward. Uh-huh. So something else to think about the next time we come and sit in your chair at the Devon Salon. Yeah. So recently you've taken another area on in your creativity and all that you do. You've taken on yoga. Let's talk about that.
Oh, I love my yoga practice. I love yoga. I started it 12 years ago when it was first introduced to Birmingham. I started taking a hot yoga class and just evolved from there.
Yeah, that's actually where we met, at Birmingham Yoga in the yoga studio. Yeah.
Birmingham Yoga, that's where I got into Ashtanga, and Ashtanga became a practice that helped me really dive into myself deeper and learn a lot about myself and helped me with my anxiety and my anger. And it's something that I wanted to share with the world. It helped me so much. I saw so many people in my chair that needed it, that I just felt like it could help them if they would just take the opportunity to, you know, look inward on the mat. And so that's what inspired me to start teaching, was my personal practice and how much it helped me.
Yeah, open up to who you are even more. Yeah, I love my practice too. I just actually started back after being out of it for about 10 days. I had a little surgery had to do. And so, yeah, even this morning, I was so grateful to come back and feel that. Oh, yeah, I love it myself. So today, as we are airing this, you're actually involved with a fundraiser for Sweet Home Alabama. Let's talk a little bit about that and where you're teaching for them as well.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama is a community service organization that brings the practice of yoga to Alabamians, and they mobilize the community by doing flash mob yoga. That's what I call it. It's a joke. I mean, we just pop them up wherever we can, and Ruffner Mountain has offered their space to Sweet Home Alabama so we could bring yoga to the people of Eastlake, because there's really not a yoga studio anywhere near there, but there's a huge community willing to come and practice with the rest of the community. And it's in a natural environment. It's on Ruffner Mountain. We've got this big pavilion. I can fit about 40 yoga mats out there. And we just sit and breathe with nature, which is also very inspiring for my creativity, is nature. And I get everybody out there and I just get them breathing, and we just start to flow and do some really beginner poses, because everyone that comes to these community classes, they're beginners. And Sweetum has a heart for people that need it and don't have access to it. So there's other community classes, you know, Railroad Park. Most of them are outside. Some people volunteer their space, but
I taught for them up at St. Anne's. I did for recovery, women in recovery. So yeah, there's all kinds of programs through Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
It's a really great organization. And Devin is actually doing a cut-a-thon as we're airing this episode. Yes. As we're airing, she's doing a cut-a-thon, all proceeds going towards Sweet Home. So I don't know if there are any spaces left. If you're hearing this and you need a haircut, check it out. Give her a call. Look her up. Because she had a really successful one last year, and she's doing it again as well. Their big fundraiser is coming up on the 23rd, Global Mala. That's a big flash mob, if you want to call it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, up at Vulcan. And it's raising money, raising awareness for yoga in our community and all that it can do, and how we can take this money and these proceeds that we collect from this and get programs like Devin's talk about. We've been over at the VA. We've done things at Pathways. We've been all around. I was on the board a couple of years ago, and then we roll over and others come in forward. And keep it going, right? It's an awesome project. It really is. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Ruffner Mountain class that you teach is on Monday evenings.
That's right.
What's the time? 5:30, 6:30?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6:06. We usually start a little bit late. I give people, the latecomers, an opportunity to get there. And I just start the people that are on time with breathing. So I don't discourage latecomers at all. I welcome everyone. I don't ever want anyone to say, oh, I'm going to be late, I can't go. Just come on. Late or not,
yay,
we'll make a space for you.
Yay. Definitely. So that's a great thing to know. Yeah, I've been there. I've been in one of her classes. It's so nice to be outside. Of course, when it gets colder.
The very first one I ever did. Yeah, you got to come back.
I have clients on Mondays, but for some reason I didn't, and I went for a little hike, and I stayed for your class. I remember it was awesome to be out there, and even if it's in the treehouse up there, it's really beautiful too. Definitely to take that class.
After daylight savings time, I'll move it indoors because it gets a little chilly to be outside. And the treehouse is a lovely space too. Can't fit as many mats in there, about 20, but it's still a lovely space. And I'm so grateful to Ruffner Mountain for providing it for us.
Yeah, I love Ruffner myself. Yeah, definitely. So kind of coming back around to the whole creative energy and all, what do you think is the hardest part about having that creative spirit within you?
Time? Managing the time. Yeah, you got to make downtime for yourself. So I'll make an appointment with myself to have my yoga practice or having that time, because we can overcommit. Our culture has gotten so busy and we overcommit, and that really zaps my creative spirit. So time is the biggest challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the way that you come back around to it. And that's downtime. That's meditation, yoga, because that's feeding the spirit part of you, which in turn feeds the creative part of you as well. I think it's a cycle, right?
Interesting. I never thought about it like that, but absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's studies done that, I mean, there's people that have written about it too. I did a little research on the subject before I came into this, you know, setting all these interviews up. And that was one of the things I kept reading, like, you know, spirit fuels the creative energy and the creative energy fuels back to the spirit. And it really does. And I know that for myself too. And I'm like you too. I agree with the time. It's like, yeah, I can understand that because, yeah, I'm all over the place. I mean, making jewelry and doing my spiritual work and doing my photography and all the many things that I find myself into too. So, yeah, I can totally understand that. But when we come back into ourselves, right, when we slow down and when we can replenish that body, mind, and spirit, we do open back up to finding all that passion, right? Creative energy is a passion. It's second chakra energy, right? It really can fuel us to really open up to that creative part of who we are. I think sometimes too, the hard part is standing on that edge. Like you mentioned how, you know, you were one of the first, like in coloring your hair and one of the first in getting out there in the salon suite, you know, what would you say about that? How it pushes you to stand on that edge. Is that easy for you or is that hard for you?
No, it's easy. It makes me feel alive. So I feel like when I'm not changing and I'm not putting myself out there and I'm not doing something different, I feel stagnant. Almost. And that energy is just stuck. So I feel like if I'm constantly moving and doing something different and not being afraid to make a mistake, because you can always fix it, right? It's like that with hair coloring. I'm always doing something different because it's igniting that fire and that energy, and it's changing me. So it's making me more creative. I don't know where I'm really going with that.
Well, I think that, yeah, if you come back to answering that question, yours was like, no, you like that. You like standing on that edge, and that really does push that fire for you. I mean, you know, sometimes I think I was kind of the other way. Like, I would get a little intimidated to stand on that edge. Sometimes it was because it was like photography work or jewelry work, and maybe somebody didn't like it, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how often you hear people don't like haircuts, but you know what I mean? It's like sometimes that can keep us from being out there.
Yeah, it is a total risk. And some days I don't have the energy to take that risk. And I stay in my comfort zone and I do the same haircut I've always done, but that makes me very bored. And boredom is something that I try to avoid at all costs. So doing things different kills the boredom.
Yeah, no, I agree with that too. I rarely find myself bored. So I hear you with that. I'm always trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm always trying to make it one better, one this, one that, slightly change. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, sometimes that works really well with my jewelry. Yeah, it's great when I have new designs. And most of them are one of a kind, right? So I don't have to worry about making the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know in some of the other stuff I do with writing and my blogs and my things, I'm always thinking I have to make something new. It's like, just expand on what you got, Tara. Just go a little deeper, expand on what you got. So sometimes it can be both.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what's going on for you? I know you're doing the cut-a-thon.
Right.
Yeah. And you have the classes over on Ruffner on Mondays.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to a yoga retreat with Jasper Elliott and Shannon Skipper and my friend Ingrid for mine and Ingrid's birthday next weekend at Callaway Gardens in Georgia. I'm putting myself on a yoga retreat for my birthday. It's kind of a treat that I give myself, time away from the day in, day out routine, and break that routine up and do something different. And that empowers my spirit just to not do a daily routine every single day. So I always give myself the gift of a yoga retreat, and I love it when we go out of town.
Yeah.
And especially to somewhere that I've never been before. I've never been to Callaway Gardens. Last year I went on Kim Dry's yoga retreat in Asheville. I've been to Asheville before, but I've never seen it the way she showed it to us.
That's nice.
First times really inspire me. Like, I'm really inspired right now by being on a radio show. It's the first time I've ever been on a radio show. So I've got all this energy because it's a first. I celebrate first.
Yeah, that should be an awesome time in Callaway. I was in Callaway, the last time I was here was in 1975. Yeah, I was there. Oh my gosh, I was so young. Kind of got kicked out. We were there after hours, weren't supposed to be. Yep, we had a fire. The fire warden came over and threw it into the water. Oh my gosh, yes, I will never forget that. That was my senior year of high school.
Terry, you're always using fires.
There, I am. I'm a fire woman. I agree. I love those elements. Yeah, yeah, definitely. All right, so as we go to just kind of round up this whole thing, Devin, if you would, just like in closing, you know, how would you say, just to kind of sum it up, that creativity has inspired your spirit to do all that you do?
Come into closing and sum it all up. Well, creative spirit, creativity brings me a lot of joy and peace. And so wherever and whenever I can find and have that, I'm going to seek it, because that's who I am. That's who I am. I'm very unique.
You are unique, Devon Salon. You are very unique, my friend. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, for offering a little bit more insight into your empowered spirit and the creativity that you share with so many people. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. To your spirit.
Namaste.
Namaste.
All right. That was so awesome. Thank you so much, Devin, for coming on and sharing your creative edge with us. So important. As she says, take a risk. Be out there. Feed the spirit. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Always there's course correct. You can always course correct. So thanks again, Devin, for coming on and sharing that with us. Take this with you. Where can you feed your spirit? And where can that spirit create and feed your abilities to create. Yes, so much to share right now. And as we come into this end of the season, moving into another, a perfect time to really realign and to open up to that divine purpose of who you truly, truly are. All right, just taking a deep inhale and exhale, letting all that soak in, feeling your spirit rising now, opening up. So yes, continuing in this creativity series, next week I'll be back with Shannon Andrews Skippers, Awakening the Freedom in Your Body and Your Life. Very excited to have her on as a guest. Looking forward to that. So yes, we will all be up at Vulcan this Saturday. Come meet the yoga teachers. We actually have a kickoff party on the 21st, Thursday night at Trim Tab. I'll be reading cards, so come get your cards read. Yes, individual card readings, $1 a minute. Proceeds going to Sweet Home. The 23rd, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. up at Vulcan. And then I'm also going to be at Lifetime on Sunday, the Namaste, just kind of winding things down. Sound bowls with the restorative yoga with Christine Avery, my friend. So join us, find us, come around. Also this Wednesday, I will be celebrating the fall equinox at a service, at a ceremony and class that we're offering at Birmingham Yoga, 6 o'clock. Check it out, birminghamyoga.com website. Join us, come empower your spirit. So as we go to close, take a moment. Nice deep inhale and exhale. And just think about it for yourself. Where can you empower your spirit right now? Thanks again for joining me. This is your host, Tarianne Hyman. Have a great week.